Welcome to the Anything Goes podcast. My name is Anna Richards, and this is my sacred space to have honest, real, empowering, fun, and big conversations. My mission is to not just motivate and inspire with each episode, but to push boundaries and teach you how to live your own life sovereignly, boldly, and unapologetically. I aim to bring you humor, depth, differing of opinions, and more. But one thing I can promise you is this is the podcast where anything goes. Welcome back to another episode of Anything Goes with Anna Rose, loves. I am so excited to have this conversation today. I actually just went live. I just did some stories on my Instagram all about this topic. And I always get the biggest influx of inboxes every day, but particularly when I do something spicy or political or anything like that. And filters always brings up so many interesting conversations in my inbox. And so being back, being passionate about the commitment to recording more and giving my voice more and just getting back in the habit, I knew straight away I wanted to hit record and record this episode essentially and have a bigger conversation. Now, before I dive in, firstly, I want to say, like I said on my Instagram stories, this is not directed at anyone. Obviously, this is a big podcast. So this is not directed at absolutely anyone. It is directed at everyone, right? It is directed to anyone and everyone that needs it, that needs to have an audit on filter usage. So that's number one. Number two is I also am acutely aware that this conversation and this calling out of filter use, considering that, you know, 98% of the population, I would confidently say, uses them almost daily, it can be triggering. I so am aware. However, I would offer, as I do with all things that trigger us, and I live by this for my own self, lean in. If it's something that you're like, oh, how dare she, or whatever else, lean in and look at why that's coming up for you. And maybe there's some beautiful breakthrough work to do with that. But as I always say to all my women I coach in self-love school, the truth will trigger and piss you off before it will set you free. So if it is triggering, if it's something that sort of irks you a little bit, you're like, Anna, I disagree with you on this one, then, you know, it could be the thing that also liberates and sets you free. So let's dive in. Filters. Filters, filters, filters. Now, I have had not a lot. It's not something that I always want to talk about because I don't think it needs to be talked about. I think it's something that is just our reality in 2020, 2021, 2022, and ongoing. Do I think they're getting worse? Yes, as in changing our faces to the point of unrecognizability. I don't know if that's a word, but we're going with it. Yes. Do I think more and more people are getting lulled into using them? Yes. Do I think more and more people are using them more often? Yes. But do I think it's a conversation that always needs to be had? No, I don't, because it's just the way of the world. The conversation I want to have today, though, is important because I had a moment the last week, actually. So I am always on my Instagram. I'm also always, you know, like if Trent and I are in bed or we're just chilling out on the couch, I'll, you know, we'll watch each other's Instagrams. And so I watch his Instagram. There is not, and there has not been a story I have almost watched. So there's some, there is the absolute exception to the rule, my own stories included. But there has been a very minute few stories that I have seen with my own eyes this week that did not have a filter, to the point where even, you know, someone drinking their water or a coffee or at the beach has filtered that image as well. Now, I understand aesthetics and things like that. We all know that's not what I'm talking about. So I thought, right, it's time to jump on and have another honest conversation and just bring this topic essentially back into the sphere of awareness in case you needed the bump and nudge. So I've gone live on this a couple of times over the years, all around the usage of filters and it being the new body dysmorphia. And this is where I just want you to check. So I'll just say it straight away and then we can go a little bit deeper. But the biggest problem, it's not a problem, I don't have a problem with anything and I don't judge
filter away. That's not my concern. My invitation to you is to check in on this. And it is that if you are currently using filters a little bit or a lot, or, you know, occasionally or on every single story, and you love it, you know, because you do genuinely look flawless, because you will and you do, but then you go to the bathroom or go to the toilet or whatever, you're in the shower, whatever, and you catch your reflection in a mirror and your first thought is not, gosh, I'm so beautiful, which is fine, then that's a problem. Insofar as if you're aware that you're picking yourself apart in comparison to your filtered self. So if you catch a reflection, if you see yourself in the mirror, so you've just done some stories and you've used the filter, which, you know, have at it by all means. However, then you are, you know, catch your reflection and you don't recognize that girl. You're like, oh God, I look tired, or oh my God, my skin or my bags. And you start to pick aspects of yourself apart because you have just consistently been witnessing this flawless, filtered version of yourself. That's what I want you to check in on. Because what I have become very aware of, especially dating a man, to be honest, dating a man, I'll say it, in the male entertainment industry. So he owns a male entertainment company. I am around it even more, you know, the stories and seeing all the things. So I am just so consciously aware of the rise and the increase in body dysmorphia across all genders. So it's shocked me how men are so severely impacted by this as well now. And even Trent's stories, most of his stories, not his own, as in stories that he will watch of other guys. I was looking at that the other day and I was like, oh my God, babe, all these guys also filter their stories, which was quite, I don't know, call it shocking. It did shock me. It shocked me that it's trickled down into and across into everyone, basically, into absolutely everyone. So the problem is not the filter. The problem for me is if you are starting to like fall out of love with yourself and not be okay with the imperfections of your perfection. So not look in the mirror and think, yes, I look tired, or I got some skin issues this week or whatever else, but innately I am still beautiful and I know that, you know, I'm not shooting for perfection. If that's not your reality, I can assure you it is because you are overusing filters, because you are staring back at yourself all day in this filtered, almost honestly two-dimensional, some filters are becoming two-dimensional reality where your skin is flawless, you have no bags, you have not a blemish on you, not a freckle, nothing. And that's cool, but then you'll catch yourself in the reflection and you're like, fuck, I look old, or geez, I look tired, or whatever else. That's not okay. That's where I'd really encourage you to just take a break from filters and know that it is safe and you are beautiful to show up as your normal and natural self. My mission, I suppose, in recording this is to re-normalize natural beauty and to normalize normal looking people and to normalize that if people want to show up on their stories or on their grid or whatever else, you can not be filtered and, you know, show up in your beautiful, imperfectly perfect self. So that's the biggest thing. And the really tragic shame is obviously we have an entire generation, your children, you know, my children, my future children, even the, you know, teenagers, youth today, that have grown up in the digital era. So have grown up in the social media era. And these are the kids that it absolutely is affecting the most. And they're your kids, right? They're the kids that you've either got in your homes at the moment. So you're a parent of a youth-aged teenager, essentially, or a child, or you have a little one and you are a mother that is filtering her photos or stories specifically, and that's going to impact the next generation. So what I would love to see as a woman and as a man and as anyone listening is that just tapping back into and stepping into your full, natural, beautiful power and seeing yourself in the mirror as your normal self, filter free, and looking at that reflection and knowing that those little flaws or those bags or those freckles or those pimples are normal, but they're beautiful. And that is what makes us human. And that if you're not looking at your reflection and having those thoughts, have an audit and challenge yourself to not use a filter for a day, even just a day, and then go back, use it another day by all means, and then go another day, and like a day on, day off, day on, day off, day on, day off, even something like that. Because let me tell you, ladies, it's becoming to a point where often, you know, you'll look, it's catfishing basically is what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to like find a nice way to say it's catfishing, but in the sense that you're portraying this virtual false reality almost of perfection on your Instagram and on your socials, especially if you're single, this is so important, or someone that just wants to show up more in life and have a voice and allow your authenticity to shine. Using filters will put a kink in your authentic DNA. Like it just kinks you because it's like, oh, you know I don't look like that. And so when I then go out into the world, or when I want to show up as my absolute authentic self, I don't feel authentic because I know that I don't look like that. There have been times where I've literally met women, my own self, right? And I've sort of seen them online or whatever else, and then I meet them, especially skin issues. That's a big one. And they've had this flawless skin, and I meet them and they've actually got, you know, like acne, which is fine and beautiful. And I've dealt with that and had that for years in my early 20s, but I never hid it or filtered it. I dealt with the issue. I was forced to deal with the issues as much and as long as I had to step back into that natural skin. So my point is, what happens every time we filter ourselves and filter ourselves, we are, I genuinely believe, telling our subconscious that we're not good enough, that we're not pretty enough, that we're not worthy enough, that it's not okay to show up as our true, authentic, beautiful, natural selves. And so then when the real work begins, when you put your phone down and you go to step out and step up and speak out or show up, you have that, not false sense, but you have that kink where you don't step into your full power. It's true, because there's that lack of authenticity and integrity in how you've been showing up, and in this certain way you've perceived and physically looked online, to then how you're showing up and physically looked in the real world. But you cannot fake authenticity. You cannot fake sincere confidence. And that only will come, I say as I tap my finger on my desk, from loving the skin you're in, the natural skin you're in, you know, working on that natural skin. So if, you know, there are things that you feel like you're picking apart, like bags or pimples or, you know, patches on your skin, whatever it is, you know, I said on my Instagram stories, I said, it's such a radical level of accountability for me. You know, I stay hydrated, I drink my collagen, I use, you know, my company's skincare, I do all these things because I don't filter. So you better, you know, I do want to show up as my most radiant, natural, beautiful self. I do. So, but then guess what? When I show up in a shop, when someone bumps into me, when I catch up with a very old friend, when I, whatever, if I want to just go face to camera really quickly and authentically, or sell self-love or whatever else, I am so in my alignment and power because it is who I am. I am who I am, and I love who I am, and I own who I am. And this is why I was like, this can trigger some people, because it is such a big conversation. It's like, what the fuck does showing up in the world or authenticity or integrity, how dare you challenge my integrity, you know, when I'm just using a filter? Absolutely, I'm not challenging that, but I'm asking you to challenge that for yourself. And do you genuinely feel like when you are choosing a filter, even though if it's like, but it's natural, none of them are. I've tried all of that. Like I look at some and I'm like, oh, that must be quite natural. And I try it and I still look beautiful. Like I look flawless, but I'm like, oh my God, that's just not my reality. It's not the truth. And so, you know, again, I bust it off. I'm always just curious, but that's your challenge. That's your invitation to look at all of those things. Am I actually, you know, are my shoulders down a little bit? Are my eyes diverted to the ground? Am I, you know, able to show up boldly and brightly and confidently and beautifully in a room, you know, knowing I am who I am, and I, you know, how I look online is exactly how I look offline, and how I look offline is how I look online. There is fucking power in that. And I just want to invite you back into that space and know that you are perfect the way you are with all of your imperfections, that normal is beautiful, that natural is beautiful, and by all means, use the filters. Again, there's no judgment, but I just want you to check that you haven't gone off the deep end with it and it's starting to genuinely impact other areas of your life that you haven't actually even realized yet. So that is my invitation. That is my conversation about filters. I challenge you. There's going to be a challenge at the end of this. Go filter free for 30 days. Go, I was going to say seven, but I'm like, no, go filter free for 30 days. And look, I would say tag me, try and tag me on Instagram. I'm always in the naughty corner on Instagram. They don't let you tag me. I'm such a global threat with my going against the narrative, but try. I'm at @TheReal_AnnaRose. Give it a go. You never know. But if you're going to accept the challenge, share the podcast, share the challenge, tag me. And yeah, I can promise you with every part of me, committing to your natural beauty and committing to showing up as you are in all of your perfect imperfectness without the filter will change your life. I promise you. Okay. Tag me, share the episode. I want to see all your beautiful natural faces. 30 days filter free. Let's begin.
Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, I truly hope you got something out of this episode that you can use to challenge your own status quo. If you liked what you heard, it would mean so much to me if you shared this episode on your socials to help get this podcast more out in the world. Don't forget either to tag me personally at @AnnaRose_Richards so I can thank you personally. If you're also loving the conversations, leaving a review on iTunes by going to the podcast, scrolling down and clicking leave review will help even more amazing humans that need to find me, find me. As always, I am eternally grateful that you're tuning in. And until the next episode, know that I am always cheering on your sovereignty and success.